SEL Extra. Yeah.
New Mexico.
Now, I went and got a bagel.
Yeah?
I'm feeling they didn't toast it, and that's upsetting me.
Yeah, I like my bagel toasted, personally.
Me too. Me too.
Did you get some cream cheese for that bitch?
I did. It's an everything bagel. Weird.
The everything bagel? Oh, is it Tim Hortons, I take it, or what?
Yes, it is. It's like poppy seeds, sesame seeds, onion flakes. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I've never been to Tim Hortons.
Man, you're missing out, dude. Like, I know. Do you like coffee at all?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big coffee fan.
Oh, man, Tim Hortons coffee, I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. Nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, there's been like rumors they put addictive things in their coffee. People like it so much. That's a rumor.
I'm not like a fancy coffee drinker. I just like a dark roasted, you know, Arabica bean coffee with no horse shit, you know. Like, I don't want creamer or sugar or any of that bullshit in there.
That's what they specialize in, is just coffee, right? Like, just plain coffee. You can get, you know, like a cafe mocha, right? Yeah. Like, but like, you can't get like a frappuccino there or nothing like that.
That shit's crazy. Yeah. Here we have like, I take my chick to work. We drive by. There's a Starbucks, and then across the street is Caribou Coffee.
Never had Caribou Coffee.
And they both, every single day, no matter what, have the biggest fucking lines in that place. You know,
dude, we've got
so crazy.
We've got 6 Tim Hortons. There's always a lineup in every one.
Yeah. But yeah, people in, you know, America too, they always think like, why am I fat? You know, what am I fat? Like, you start every single day with like a 1,200 calorie fucking frappa mocha whipped cream chocolate syrup fucking coffee drink, motherfucker. That's why.
It's crazy. Like, I was behind a guy in Tim Hortons, and I've seen him do like 3 milk, 5 sugar, and just like, what the fuck, man? Like, are you just trying to kill yourself?
Yeah, like, why are you even bothering? Just get a hot chocolate, motherfucker.
Exactly. Like, I do a double-double, which is 2 cream, 2 sugar. But
oh, sure.
And that is, that's like, nobody should ever go more than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I just, I just like a standard black coffee.
Yeah, that's the way, like, my brother is, too. You just like
that's cool. That's all men drink coffee.
Like, I can drink a black coffee, but It's like one of those things where I won't enjoy it as much.
I like my coffee like I like my men, strong and black.
And hard.
And hard. What? Damn, anyway.
So first, Jim Leahy dies.
Yeah, they were just here.
Were they?
Yeah, dude, I really was pissed. I didn't go. I was like, fuck, whatever, you know. And then I saw everybody had pictures with him and Randy, and I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 weeks later, 2 weeks later, he's dead. Because they came through here. They went to Bismarck. They went to Minot. And, I don't know.
But, yeah.
I kind of forgot about that.
I was with a buddy once, and we went to go see him. And I'm substantially fatter than he is. And he won the biggest belly contest and got, like, the drink with Leahy or Randy.
Yeah.
I was quite upset because I had a bigger belly.
Well,
that could have been my, because I was self-conscious. I did, like, there was all kinds of girls there, and I didn't want to take off my shirt and show my belly, you know, like shit like that. And I was just like, man. And then when he won, I was like, fuck.
That's not your boy Jay Vish, man. Your boy Jay Vish is the complete opposite of that.
Man, I was so disappointed. But then
it's like, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. But then what? What's going on?
Huh?
What's nothing?
I was listening to your story.
Leahy dies, and then the I don't know if the Tragically Hip is big in the States. Probably not.
No,
but they're huge in Canada, and their lead singer was diagnosed with brain cancer a year ago, and he died 2 or 3 days ago.
What was his name?
Gord Downie.
Yeah, I saw like. Everybody was like, oh, Gord Downie. And I'm like, I have no fucking idea.
Oh, man. He's like a Canadian legend.
They
do a lot of they write about, you know, like social commentary, like the injustice towards natives and stuff like that.
Mm.
They do everything. Like, he he's a really good guy, like, apparently big into weed and everything, right? It's fucking great stuff.
Yeah, dude, I was never self-conscious about the belly, man. Like, one of my old bands from, like, 2000 to 2005, part of the show was, you know, at one point in the set, I, like, fucking, you know, ritualistically remove my shirt and have, like, usually, like, black X's in electric tape over my nipples.
Okay.
And then I'd, like, you know, I'd, like, slowly take that off, or I'd, like, take ice out and, like, ice my nipples up and shit, like, on stage while we're... Well, we're playing grind, you know, metal at that, but yeah.
That is great.
Or we'd go swimming at the river and shit. I'd always, like, fucking go up to, like, the hottest fucking broads and just shirtless and just, like, rubbing my belly. How you doing? You know, like, I get that, because that's pretty common, you know, like, the self-conscious. Mm-hmm. Like, I never fucking had that, ever.
No, hey?
I wasn't, I don't know if it's blessed with that gene or not, but
man, yeah, I would like to be like that, because, like, when I went to Cuba, I swam with a shirt on, right? Because I'm that.
Oh,
guy,
yeah,
right. But I don't know, man. There were some smoking ladies. I had like 12 ex-wives in Cuba. I had a list of all the girls I was going to marry from Cuba, kidnap them, and take them back.
Hot ass local chicks.
Oh, god damn.
I bet, dude, in Cuba, fuck.
And, like, we were talking to some of the guys there, too, and just, like, he was talking about how his sister was there, and they worked on the resort. And he's like, my sister, she's not considered beautiful in this country because she's not voluptuous. And I looked at her and was like, oh, I'd marry you in, like, half a second flat. And it's just like, fuck. It's like, man. But, like, because she doesn't have big boobs and a big ass, she's not considered hot in Cuba.
Perfect. Whatever.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll take it.
Would you like to become Canadian?
Would you like some Canada inside of you, sir? Or ma'am, I guess.
I mean, it was a chick, not a dude. And he, I mean, she was the super good looking.
She had a dick. I mean.
I got new shit yesterday.
Oh, I seen that on Twitter. Because that gif is me exactly when I get new weed.
Yeah, I was smoking, remember last week, I was smoking like old shit, so I finally got new shit, and it's like, dude, it fucking wrecked my ass yesterday.
Yeah, that's the stuff I have now. I got it, I don't know, I think I had it last time we recorded, and man, when I smoke, like, if I smoke a full joint, I can't function, and that's my thing, I smoke full joints and function, but now with this stuff.
My homie showed up, and we were staying, I was like unlocking the door to my place, and I'm like, whoa. I'm like, is that smell either coming from my place or is that smell coming off of you? It's like, yeah, that's me. Like, you can smell this shit sitting in a bag on the table across the room, you know? Like, it's fucking, it's potent. Stinky.
That's the greatest.
That's stinky.
That's stinky kusha.
Fuck yeah.
Smoking out of the doggy pipe again today, Jim.
There you go. I should say my plan is to go to that thing later. I always have plan. My plan is always to go do things, and then, like, the day comes.
It's like, I'm not going to do that.
I'm probably fucked because I told my chick, like, hey, you know, you want to go to this? And so that'll mean I'll have to go, but fuck. Usually that's how it is. Like, I'm like, yeah, dude, totally. That'll be cool. And then, like, the day comes, and I'm like,
I'd rather not.
I'm going to play a little Xbox, take a nap.
I'm the exact same way, though. But then if I went out and done it, I'd feel good about it. It's like, oh, I'm glad I did this.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm in the same boat there. My buddy asked me if I would go over to his buddy's house. They're just going to have a few beer and everything. It's like, I don't really want to, but it's going to be better than just sitting at home, I would imagine.
Yeah, I just never go to anything. So when people see me at stuff, like tonight when I go there, people are going to see me there and be like, what the fuck?
What fucking hole did you crawl out of, Jim?
This fat cunt is still alive.
Good God.
I was talking to one of my friends, like my best friend's younger brother. You know, so I'm friends with him too, and we played Xbox for the first time in a long time, and he's like, I don't even see you at my wedding, dude. What the fuck? I'm like, you know I don't go to fucking anyone's wedding. Why would I go to your wedding? You get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't do things that suck.
The only time I'll ever go to a wedding is if I'm a part of the wedding. That's it.
That's the only weddings I've ever went to is when I'm a part of it. If I'm not part of it, I'm not going home. No. Sorry. When you get married, then I'm like, well, whatever, dude. That's fine. I don't care if people come or not.
My plan is I'd never get married. Because that shit's crazy. Yeah. That's madness. Tying yourself to a contract to the government because you're married? Fuck that.
Well, I agree with you fully there, but eventually what happens is you get with a chick that you enjoy or that you can tolerate. And
you make it so that she needs to get a lawyer.
She's not going to take no for an answer. You know, Mrs. Vicious will be like, dude, I don't know how many years she'll go without me fucking putting a ring on her, you know?
Yeah.
Just because she, like, wants to have a wedding, you know, and wants to do all that shit. So, yeah. That might be the way there. I might have to make you a part of my wedding to get you to come to.
That's about the way to do it. Like, I'll be the ring bearer or something.
I'd be pissed, actually. I would never do it. If I do give groomsmen who aren't from here, I'll give them the option. I won't be like, you know, oh, I'm going to be fucking hurt or damn, you know, mad if you don't.
I'm going to be very broken if you do not show up. And then because we'll do the podcast next week and you'll be talking like Matt Hardy. Oh, it was delightful.
I wouldn't drive 100 miles to go to a wedding, much less like fly somewhere. Right?
Hey, I'm all down for trips, bro.
Yeah.
I don't like going places, but I'll leave the country.
I'm going to get married in Vegas, I think.
There you go. We'll all get shot.
We've got this really cool progressive honeymoon planned.
Yeah, you could see room 122, or you could see it plain sight.
We all gather in this tight area, and then fucking, then they shoot paintballs at us.
From that room.
Yeah, that's insensitive. That's insensitive.
I bought 2K18.
Like a fool. Oh, did you?
But I do find it fun, though. I am having a fun time with it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't so goddamn glitchy.
I just quit on those games, man. I think we got like 16.
Yeah.
And I just like, I hate those fucking games now. I just hate what they've done with them.
Yeah, no, they have made them very, like, a lot harder, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just sit down and just have an arcade game. I wish they would come out with another No Mercy type game.
But yeah, it's, you know, like, now they're like, oh, your guy gets tired and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Now, you can turn all that off, too, right?
Yeah. I just never, like, and then there's nothing to do. The single player is always, like, the recreate history things.
Yeah, this doesn't even have that. It's like my career and then the universe mode. And the universe mode is so broken. Like, match I have, it crashes.
Well, and it's like, what's the point of it? I never liked it. That recreate thing, which, like, I thought was lame because, like, okay, I already saw it. So, and now it's like, you know, you could do like a 20-minute match. And if you miss the quick time event, then you're fucking fail because, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, that sucks. And then that career mode, at least on the one I played, I made a dude, and I was like, cool, all right, I'm in NXT. And
you're
like,
there forever?
A zillion matches. Yeah. I was, like, bored of the game already.
Yeah. I haven't played the My Career mode before. I've always liked the Universe mode because I've always been, like, in my head, just fantasy booker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I'll just go through and do all these weird, wacky matches. I like making weird entrances.
Yeah.
I like seeing the weird things that'll pop up, like when Randy Orton said that he never ran away from anything. It's like, oh, yeah, you did.
When I remember I fucking wrestled like a zillion matches in NXT. Finally had a match against Owens for the belt. And he pulled, like, mid-match, he pulls out a sledgehammer. And I fucking try to run away from him, you know, like, fuck this.
Yeah.
And then he hits me with it, and I win by DQ. And I just, like, I quit. I was like, this is dumb. I did a match or two more, and I'm like, I still haven't had a rematch for that. Oh, my God. So, yeah. Forget about being in the Royal Rumble or, you know, being called up or any of that shit, you know. As with many Mexican stars, El Chupacabra fucking didn't get over.
I think there's a wrestler in Hood Slam named El Chupacabra.
Yeah, he probably stole it. That was always, like, going back ever in wrestling creative games, always my guy was a luchador named El Chupacabra.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Then my brother had South Park Stick of Destiny show up at the house. I haven't played that yet. Or, sorry, Fractured Butthole.
Oh, yeah. I like the Stick of Truth. That was good.
I haven't played it. But I'm gonna play the fuck out of this, I feel, because I've watched them do it, and it looks pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't buy it, because I remember I borrowed Stick of Truth from work. I beat it in a weekend, and I was like, oh, okay.
That's all I really... If I play a game, if I play it for a weekend, that's pretty goddamn good.
Oh, really?
Well, it depends on the game. Like, a baseball game, I'll play all year round. Sometimes I can get a lot of mileage out of a wrestling game, but other than that, is yeah.
I'm not going to pay $60 for a game that I put like 10 or 12 hours into. I only buy like, you know, Forza or just Grand Theft Auto, shit that I'm like, I'm going to play the fuck out of it for a long time. Because I got anything else that, you know, I guess I have a unique opportunity, if you will, where I work. So I can just like, you know, in a month and a half or 2 months, we'll have 47 copies of Fractured Butthole, and I'll just bring it home and play it for free.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. Pretty much anything, you know. It's not when it's brand new, but you wait a month or two, and then I can just snag it and bring it home for the weekend or whatever.
Woo! I got some sneezes going on, Jim.
I love sneezing, dude. I wish there was a drug that took that, like, 5-second feeling and extended it for, like, longer.
Oh, I hate it. Because... I'll sneeze and I won't stop. Like, we've got to call off the show for like 5 minutes now because I'm going to keep on sneezing. Oh, that might be good though. Gotta love it. Life on the edge, man. Life on the edge.
Yeah, the game I'm stoked for comes out on the 30th. Fucking Spin Tires Mud Runner.
What the fuck? I've never heard of that.
It's like the weirdest fucking thing. Like, you drive a crazy big, like, military style Russian vehicles through Siberia and do like missions, logging style shit. So you're like, you take this big crazy truck through like mud, and it has, that's the whole thing, is it has like these super realistic mud physics and shit like that. So you go out in the middle of nowhere and you try to fucking load up all these logs and then bring them back and shit like that.
Oh.
Without getting stuck or, you know, fucking running out of fuel. And there's all these different vehicles and shit. It's, I don't know, yeah, it's a weird niche game kind of thing.
You like your simulation. I wanna pump my own gas, man.
I like off-road shit, and I like trucks and mud, and yeah, like crawling and
just like a big kid.
Yeah, we play a fucking. I play Grand Theft Auto with a bunch of dudes, and that's like the whole deal. It's everybody in big like four-wheel drive trucks, and then you go out and do like climbing courses up to like different, you know, hard mountainsides and shit like that.
Yeah,
And you just trail ride like through the rivers and, you know, shit like that.
That's pretty dope, actually.
It's a weird niche. But mostly I like car games and shit, driving games.
Yeah. Yeah. You it's and your Forza. I'm pretty excited for the new Mario game. Not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
It's the only reason why I bought a Switch. Like, I've barely played it.
I didn't know you had one.
I do, yeah. I've kept a secret.
Yeah, well. I don't know those guys. I always felt like Nintendo's best move would be to just stop making consoles and
just release the games. Yeah, I can, especially with how like sticklish they are about their games, and how there's always that Nintendo like seal of approval kind of deal. Where
Well, you know, kind of, but fucking not more. No. We had more shovelware bullshit than any system ever.
Yes, I agree. And that's just, that's basically because of the popularity of the Wii and how everybody was playing it.
Kind of, but like, it had the lowest sales of future titles than any console ever.
Really?
Yeah, like a huge portion of Wii's were sold, and people never bought another game for them. Like a lot of them,
because they had the Wii Sports, and that's all they wanted.
They got Wii Sports, and then like they lost interest or whatever it was, and like they never bought another game. Huh. That's a very common thing.
Wow, wow, that's crazy though. But like, I got Zelda. Zelda's pretty fucking dope. I like that game a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people are pretty high on that.
And Mario Kart, that's the two big games. I've bought like NBA Playgrounds and Street Fighter, but those are the two big games that I've played. But the Mario game, I'm feeling Mario will revive my Switch, I feel.
I don't know, I felt like when they put up the Wii U,
that was garbage.
Early, I thought it was dumb, you know, because it was like, there was your chance, just do the Mario games and the fucking, you know, Zelda and all that shit. You could do it for last gen and new gen, PS3, 360, and then PS4 and Xbox One as well.
Yeah.
Like, you would have sold crazy. You could still do that. There's still a, I mean, 360, we sell 360s and shit every day.
Really?
And I don't know who the fuck people are who are buying 360s right now.
No, it makes no sense, because, like, you even take the Xbox One X, is it? That's out, or it's coming out real quick.
Yeah,
and so like you think, oh, the Xbox Ones, they're gonna drop in price at least a little bit.
SEO Extra.